discussed in the sugya in Daf Chesvav Amud Aleph details regarding Seir HaOmed Igzos, whether that's considered to be Kagoz's dummy, whether in fact it is not. The given of the Gemara that an Eved is Dino Kekarka, and therefore the halachos of Mi'ila that apply to an Eved will be governed by Mi'ila Bekarkoz. The only question is, to what extent do we view the Seir HaEved as part of Gufo Shel Eved? To what extent do we view it as that which is independent? And that, the Gemara tells us, is the Machlokes Tanoim. The whole assumption of the Gemara is that an Eved is Sukash Lekarka, and therefore that is relevant when it comes to Dine Me'ilah. This halacha, that an Eved is Sukash Lekarka, is not at all the Dabra Poshut, and there are various areas la halacha where we don't necessarily assume that this is true. When you look at the Sugyan Bava Kamma, Daf Yud Aleph Mud Beis, Daf Yud Beis Mud Aleph, the Gemara quotes the following Machlokes Amoraim. We know that there is a major difference when it comes to Gvia Shibudin, that sometimes if I have a Shibud, and that entitles me, for example, as the Malva to collect, not only from the Lova, but even from the Kuchos, I can be Gova from Karka, I cannot be Gova from Mitaltalin. If, in fact, I am being Gova, am I allowed to be Gova from Avadim or not? When it comes to Gvia Shibudin, do we assume that an Eved is Dino Kekarka, or Eved Dino Kemetaltalim? And all of a sudden, the Gemara tells us in that Sugi Bava Kamma that this is a Machlokes Amoraim. The Gemara tells us that Ula Amar Abalazar, that Govin Min HaAvadim, that one can be Govin HaAvadim Afilu Miasme, not only from the Lova, but even from Yesomim. Why is this true? Because Ula maintains that an Eved is Dino Kekarka, and just as I can exercise my right of Shibud to be Gove Karkos, the same thing is true that I've been Gove Min Ha'avadim as well. And Rav Nachman disagrees. Rav Nachman says that Ein Gove Mi Yisomim. You cannot be Gove and Eved from Yisomim. Let's say, for example, the Lova will die, and this is Gviya B'Torah Shibudim. You cannot be Gove from Avadim. Why is that true? Because an Eved is comparable to Metaltalin, and you cannot exercise, take advantage of your Shibud. So all of a sudden, the Gemara has a Machlokas Amoraim, Ula Rabbi Lazar, and Rav Nachman, whether an Eved apparently is Dino Kekarka, or whether an Eved is Dino Kemetaltalin. The Gemara says the Chiddush of Rav Nachman, that tells us an Eved is Dino Kemetaltalin. The Gemara explains, Meicha Taisi, what is the basis of the Shita? The Gemara says that Amarle Ana Masnisi Yadana. I'll prove it from the following. After all, we know that Prusbul Chal Ahakarka Ve'eno Chal Al Ha'avadim. In order to have a Prusbul, it is necessary that the Lova possesses Karka. And therefore the Malva can have a Shtar Prusbul that will allow the Halva to survive the conclusion of Shviyas. What happens, for example, if the Lova owns an Eved? Is that sufficient for Prusbul or is it not? So Rav Nachman says clearly that no, Pruzbul chal ala karka, ve'eno chal ala avadim. When it comes to the concept of Pruzbul, also we assume that Eved is Dino kimetaltalin, and therefore the fact that the Lova possesses an Eved is not sufficient to have Pruzbul. We do not equate an Eved with Karka. And then the Gemara has a third case. What about regarding a Kinyan Agav? Rav Nachman says the following. Metaltalin niknim im hakarka, ve'eno niknim im havadim. If I am kone karka, al yedei kinyan agav, I can be kone metaltalin as well. If, however, I'm being kone in evet, so as far as kinyanim are concerned, kinyan agav, we don't assume that agav the evet, one can be kone metaltalin. So the Gemara quotes the machlokes again, ulo amra belozar, against you from Nachman, whether an Eved is Dino Kekarka, Eved is Dino Kemetaltin, the Gemara has three nafkaminas. The case of Gvia Sachov, Shibudin, the case of Prusbul, and the case of a Kinyan Agav. Good. Tosus is immediately bothered. This is a Machloka Samurayim. Whether an Eved is Pukash Lekarka, is that true? The whole assumption, for example, of our Gemara is, of course, an Eved is Dino Kekarka, and therefore when it comes to cases of Mi'ila, obviously, if ein mila b'karkos, ein mila b'avadim, the only detail you could raise is what about ser ha'omeg ligzos, to what extent that is considered to be kagozes dummy, to what extent is it not? But Tosu says that how can this be a machlokes in Ulam Rav Nachman? It's against Mishnayis, no? Tosu says, afo gav v'kama duchtin, Ashachan tekar koidami. Of course, we know that an eved is dino kekarka. We know this is true when it comes to ona. We know this is true when it comes to cases of shvua. Tosis is to referring to Mishnayis. The Mishnah tells us in Bava Metzian Daf Nun Vav that elu dvarim she'ein lehem ona. We discussed that previously about cases of hekdish. There, the Mishnah tells us that there's no ona lekarkos. We discussed that Ramban, the beginning of Parshas Behar, what that means. And there, of course, Tosis says eved is dino kekarka. The same thing is true. The Mishnah in Shavuos and Daf Mem Beis and Mabeis that the elu dvarim she'ni shvayin alehem. And also an eved is ukash lakarka. That's the pasuk in Chumash. Eved ukash lakarka. All of a sudden, how is it possible now to wake up and have a machlokes ul and Rav Nachman whether an eved is dino kekarka, dino kemetaltalin, and three nafkaminas, and even a further issue? If you really will maintain that Rav Nachman's sheet is that an eved is dino kemetaltalin, so these are nafkaminas. Gviya Sachov, Kruzbo, and Agav. There should be many more nafkaminas now. The nafkamina of Ona, the nafkamina of Shvua, the nafkamina of Argamara when it comes to Me'ila. Yet these are not the cases that Ula and Rav Nachman debate. So Tosus writes the following Kiddush, that everyone agrees that Midaraisa and Eved is Ukash Lakarka. When you're dealing with Dina Daraisa, less Mandapolik. And therefore, when it comes to Ona, Din Daraisa, when it comes to cases of Shvua, when it comes to Argamar, cases of Me'ila, everyone agrees, Eved dino kekarka. Here Tosus writes a triple chiddush, no? And that is, all three of those cases that the Gemara is dealing with, Gviya Shibudim, Pruzbul, Agav, all three of them are only a din derabanan. And therefore Tosus writes the following chiddush, V'omari, Tohocha lomairi ela b'milei derabanan. And therefore, that is the Chiddush of Rav Nachman, that mi derabanan, when it comes to these halachos, the Chachamim declared that an eved is dino kimetaltalin. Well, that's the Chiddush of Tosus. All three cases is a great Chiddush of Tosus. Gviya Sachov, Pruzbul, Agav, all of those are only dini derabanan, and therefore Rav Nachman can say, when it comes to the din derabanan, the Chachamim declared that enochinam and midaraisa eved ukash lakarka, but midrabanan, as we'll see why, not necessarily so. Good? These are the chedushim of Tosis. Good? Is that true? Gviya shibudim, pruzbul, agav, only dinim drabanan? Tosis has the following line, a great chedush we'll have to discuss, that you know why gviya shibudim is only a din drabanan? Visavar shibuda, lav daraisa. Going back to the shurim in the very beginning of the year, the difference between Hisavos Midas in terms of Shibud, the Gemara discusses Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel Ad Beis, Shibud Daraisa, Shibud Lav Daraisa. It also says the assumption of Nachman is Shibud Lav Daraisa, and therefore Gviya Miyad Halakuchos Adin Derabanan, and therefore one can argue that an Eved is Dino Kemetaltalun. Peruzbo Tosa says, certainly only a din drabanan. The same is true when it comes to a kinyan agav, that kinyan is only a din drabanan as well. Each one of these points is subject to a major issue in Rishonim. The fact that Peruzbo is a din drabanan, what exactly does that mean? After all, the fact that it's a takana drabanan, no, that certainly is true. No? There's no din daraisa of Peruzbo. The Gemara tells us clearly that it is a takana of Pruzbo. But does that mean that Pruzbo only works on a level of Drabanan? Or is Pruzbo affected on a level of Daraisa as well? The Gemara in Gitna, Daf on the Vav Mebeis, quotes this as a machlokis between Abai and Rava, and Lahalocha, this is machlokis, the Rambam in Raivit. The Gemara quotes the Chiddush of Abai that tells us that the only reason that Pruzbo can work is because Shvius Bizman Hazeh is only Drabanan. Shvius is not a din daraisa Bizman Hazeh. Right? Lengthy discussion, Tosus and the Rambam and so on. Shvius requires Yovel, Yovel requires Koyoshvelea. Shvius Bizman Hazeh is only a din Drabanan. And therefore, Abaye says you can have a Takano Prisbo. And Rabba disagrees and argues that certainly is not true. Rabba says, no doubt, the Chachamim instituted Prisbo, but yet it's on a level of Daraisa. After all, the whole concept of Hefker, Bezen Hefker. Good, it's enacted by the Chachamim, But the principle is true midaraisa. And therefore, the concept of principle work on a level of darais as well. Not only bizman hazeh, but even when shvius is a din daraisa, principle will still function. The Rambam in Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel peretes lachetes zayin, the Rambam quotes the Chiddush of Abayim. The Rambam says, avol shmita shel Torah, when shvius really is a din daraisa, so ein ha principle ma'oba. Right? Principle does not function. That would be comparable to an akira stevim in a Torah. How can it be that the Torah says, lo yigos, the malv is not allowed to collect his skull, and we allow negisa? The Rambam writes like Abayin Achinami, it's only because principle is a din derabanan. And now the Rava disagrees and writes, that's not true. We pass on like the view of Rava that principle is a legitimate institution, b'chol zman v'chol makom. So this issue itself, principle certainly is an institution of the Chachamim, but whether it can work on a level of Daraisa, that is the machlokas in Abayin Rava, machlokas between the Rambam and the Raivid. That's very relevant for Tosas as a Ara, that you should realize principle is only a din derabanan, and therefore the fact that midaraisa and evidence dino kakarka is not necessarily relevant. Rav Nachman can argue that's not true when it comes to dinim derabanan. Even the Chiddush, right, the Tosus, that the same is true when it comes to a Kinyan Agav. That Kinyan Agav is only a din derabanan. So the fact that when it comes to Kinyanim, we treat an Eved K'metaltalim, also is a further example of just a din derabanan. This also is a great Kiddush of Tosus, that Agav is only a din derabanan. Tosus assumes in Kedushin and Afei Amar Aleph, Dermaschel Shekain, that Agav is a Kinyan Daraisa. That's what Tosus writes also in Bava Kamma and Dav, Kuf Dalet of Abayz, Agav works midaraisa. Right, this is not our sugya, but there's lengthy tzos in Simen Reish Beis, and also in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, as to whether Agav is a din daraisa, din darabanan, an important nafgamina for mechiras chametz. We want our chametz, right, to be owned by the goy midaraisa, not merely midrabanan. So therefore, we want to perform as many kinyanim as possible to ensure that this chametz, right, belongs to the Snachri min HaTorah. Right? Is Agav a Kinyan Daraisa, Kinyan Rabbana? Does Agav work when it comes to a guy, not work when it comes to a guy? That's the Chiddush that the Ktos discusses, but be aware, the Tosus in Gittin writes only a Din Rabbana. The Tosus in Kedushin Atayim and Aleph, Agav is in fact a Din Daraisa. Okay. Tosus' first comment, that's what's most relevant to us. Tosus says that, look, Via Shibudim is only a Din Rabbana. So therefore, there's no stira to assume that midaraisa eved is ukar shlakarka, but midrabanan, when it comes to gvias hashibudim, will treat the eved, as Rav Nachman says, dino kinkalti. Why is that true? Why is it that gvia miyad halakuchos is only a din drabanan? Why is that true? Isn't gvia miyad halakuchos a din daraisa? So Tosus immediately comments that no, because we are assuming, this is the Chiddush of Nachman, that Shibuda lav daraisa. Shibuda lav daraisa. Tosus is assuming clearly, if you would hold Shibuda daraisa, you're right. Then in Achinami, the Eved would be dino kekarka. But since Shibuda lav daraisa, so this is a din drabanan, and we can argue, as Rav Nachman does, that an Eved is dino kemetalten. What exactly does Tosus mean when it comes to Shibuda daraisa and Shibuda lav daraisa? So we've discussed several times the Chiddush that the Ran writes in Ksuvis and Daf Mem Dalad Mabez and Daf Harif, that beautiful Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, that Shnei Shibudim, Yesh Lolam Alve. Whenever we speak about Shibudim, there is a double Shibud, Rabbeinu Tam writes. And that's the terminology of Rabbeinu Tam, that there is a Shibud Haguf and there is a Shibud Nechasim. Rabbeinu Tam explains the following. Shibud Haguf means that there is an indebtedness, right, on the Guf of Shalove. When a Love borrows money, he's obligated to pay back. Why? Not just simply because Priyas Balchov Mitzvahi. That's the Chiddush of Rav Papa. Ksuvastav Peivav. There's a mitzvah Priyas Balchov. But more than that, not just simply a mitzvah. There is a Shibud incumbent upon the Love to make payment. Good. Then Rabbeinu Tam writes the following Chiddush. In addition to Shibud Haguf, now there is Shibud Nechasim. Shibud Nechasim means much more than that. Right? We mentioned so many times that Chiddush of the Ritva, Chiddush in Yudgim Mudbeis, Shibud means a Kinyan Lechatzayin. It means that Shibud is an act of kinyan that the nichse halova are knuyin lamalve. They're not knuyin lamalve that the malve can do with it whatever he wants. No. It means they are his as far as gvi is concerned. And as we discussed many times, you can have a kinyan gamor, a kinyan muchlak. You can be kona something absolutely, categorically, or you can have a kinyan lechatzayin. Something can belong to you as far as A, but not as far as B is concerned. That's a concept of a kinyan peros. There's a kinyan haguf, there's a kinyan peros, but that works the Torah's kinyanim, a kinyan lechatzayin. We discussed in earlier shiurim, the kinyan chalipin, for example, no? The chidish the ktsos, and so on. Chalipin can only work in a kinyan muchla. Chalipin does not work at times on a partial kinyan lechatzayin. But that's the chiddush that the Ritva writes, that that's the idea of a shibud. It doesn't simply mean that there is a potential lien. It means that the nichse halovar knuyin lamalva. Good? And therefore, the malva has a right to collect, not simply because of a mitzvah, not simply because of a shibud haguf, but the Torah's shibud nechasim. No? And the Gemara has in Kedushin that Yigumah Bey is an incredible nafkamina. Let's assume, for example, a yoledes shehivia chatasa umesa, a woman gives birth, right, and she brings her carbon chatas. Subsequently, she dies before she brings the carbon ola. Good. Before we would have argued that the need for yoledes to bring a carbon is a mitzvah, and therefore, right, if she is nifteres, so of course the yorshim don't go ahead and bring on her behalf. No, it's a mitzvah. A meis is a labri mitzvah ninhu. No, the Gemara assumes no. That's not true. An unbelievable chiddush that if a person is chayiv a karbon, it's not really a mitzvah, but rather is halacha of a shibud. That means that the nechasim of the baal hakarbon are knuyin lehekdish to the point that there is gviya b'toras shibudim. Even though the Baal HaKarbon was already nifter. So the Gemara says, well, that depends on Shibuda Daraisa and Shibuda Darabanan. If you assume that Shibuda loved Daraisa, that's not true. There's a Shibud HaGuf. Yeah, but the person was nifter. The Shibud HaGuf is not there. But if you assume Shibuda Daraisa, so therefore there's a Shibud Nechasim, the Nechsei HaNifter already Knuyin LeHektish, and Kektish can demand the Gove the Chiyuv Karbon, not Betorah's mitzvah, not Betorah's Shibud HaGuf, but Betorah's Shibud Nechasim. Unbelievable. That's the nafkamina in the Gemara of Shibud HaGuf and Shibud Nechasim. Right, that's a very, very great Kiddush. No? That this, in fact, should be true. So there are two different types of Shibudim. There's a Shibud HaGuf, there's a Shibud Nechasim. Now, Tosus points out the following Kiddush. Here, Avadim are considered to be, right, Dino Kimitaltlin when it comes to cases of Shibudim. Why? It must be you're assuming that Shibuda lav daraisa. All there is a Shibud HaGuf, there is no Shibud Nechasim, and therefore we can entertain the possibility that an Eved is either a Dino Kikarka, an Eved is Dino Kimetantlin. Good? That's Tosus's Kiddush? So the Ksos points out that this Kiddush of Tosus is very difficult. This Ksos is found in Simon Lamites in Siv Kotten Aleph. Ksos writes the following. Of course, there is a machlokes as to whether Shibud Daraisa or Shibud Rabbanan. But the Tzos just writes the following Kiddush. Mi Daraisa, either way you hold, Shibud Daraisa, Shibud Rabbanan, either way, there's no difference Mi Daraisa between Karka versus Metaltan. That's the Ha'ar of the Tzos. If you hold Shibud Daraisa, so therefore, not only is there a Shibud HaGuf, there's a Shibud Nechasim, but that Shibud Nechasim is Chal both on Karka as well as on Metaltalin. The difference between Karka and Metaltalin, that is only a din Derabanan. For example, what are you going to do? You're going to fault the Lokeach. What was Lokeach supposed to do? Now, before you purchase real estate, so you're expected to do a title search, no? To make sure that no one has lien on that property. You're expected to perform a title search on Metaltalin. How can you do such a thing? There's no record, there's no registry of Metaltalin. No? So therefore, even though Midaraisa, Shibud Nechasim, is Ben Bekarka, Ben Bemetaltalin, Midrabanan, there's a distinction between Kark and Metaltalin. We will allow Midrabanan, the Lokeach, to exercise the Shibrat Yizgobe Karka, right? But not in a case of Metaltalin, because Metaltalin, that's like Kova. How in the world is Lokeach supposed to know? So therefore, it will result in undue Pseida to Lokeach. So the Tzos points out the following Kiddush, that Midaraisa, good Shibuda Daraisa. And therefore, there's a shibud nechassim, but that shibud nechassim is chal ben karka ben metaltalin. That nafkamina is only a din drabanan. And therefore, the Tzos is very troubled by this chiddush of Tosus. Tosus writes that whether an eved is dino kekarka metaltalin is only nafkamina drabanan. Why? Because you must hold shibud alav daraisa. The Tzos says no. Tosus is 100% right. But Tosus didn't have to come up with that last line. The difference between Kark and Metaltalin is only a difference Darabanan, even if you hold Shibuda Daraisa. That's what the Tosus writes. Because Shibuda Daraisa means you can be Gova the Sevid regardless. The only limitation not to be Gova Metaltalin, that is only a Din Darabanan. That's the R of the Tosus. Good? So the Tosus writes that there's no difference Midaraisa between Karka versus Metaltalin. If you hold Shibuda Daraisa, there's a Shibuda both. If you hold Shibuda Lav Daraisa, then in HaTorah there is a Shibud neither on Karka nor Metaltalin. There is just a Shibud HaGuv. No Shibud HaNachasim whatsoever. So the Tosus is very troubled by Tosus's apparent Chiddush that there's a difference Midaraisa between Karka as opposed to Metaltalin. But this assumption of Tosus, that the difference in Karki and Metaltalin is true Midaraisa, not just a Din Darabanan, this is Pashup Pshat the Rambam as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Malva Vadova describes how Gvias HaShibudim operates. The Rambam writes in Perek in Aleph Halacha Dalet the following, that if you have a Milva Bishtar, the Rambam writes that shtar and tells you to be govim and hayorashim, to be govim and alkuchos. What happens if a milva alpeh? So in such a case, there, yes, govim and hayorashim, but you cannot be govim and halakuchos if it's just a milva alpeh. Why not? Lefisha ein lakol. Because how were the lakuchos able to know? There wasn't even a shtar. There was no document. Magamishna points out, you see that the Rambam holds Shibud Daraisa. Now, Midaraisa, you should have been entitled to be Gove, whether it was a Milva Bishtar, or whether it was a Milva Alpeh. Midrabanan, we don't allow you to be Gove in a Milva Alpeh, because after all, Milva Alpeh, Emel Kol, and therefore, say to Lokuchos, right? We're not going to fault the Lokeach for a Milva Alpeh. The Rambam paskin Shibud Daraisa, and the Rambam writes, and how do you understand Shibud Daraisa? Shikol nichsei halova tacha shibud hamalva min haTorah. All of the nichsei halova, right, are included in the Shibud Midaraisa. Shibud Daraisa. The Rambam, just a little bit later, Hilchos Malva Velova Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin, now addresses the following, however. Shibud Daraisa, why is there a difference between Karka versus Metaltalin? Why is it that we allow the Malva to be Gova Karka, but not to be Gova Metaltalin? So the Rambam could have said that the same type of Svara, that Metaltalin, it will result in an unnecessary Pseidu Lakuchos, and therefore we only allow him to exercise his shibud for karka and not for metaltalin. The Rambam writes now, the line of the Rambam is the following, Shem metaltalin, einan tacha shibud balchol min hatorah. Wow, that's what the Rambam writes. True, there's a shibud nechasim, because shibud daraisa, however, metaltalin are not included in that shibud. Shemetaltlin einam tacha shibud balchov min haTorah. So you see a double chiddush according to the Rambam. Number one, shibud daraisa. Number two, shibud daraisa is dafka karka, not metaltlin. Poshup shot against the Ksos. The Tos writes, that's an artificial difference, midaraisa. If you hold shibra daraisa, there's a shibra in all nechassim. Whether it's nechassim de islan achrayis, leslan achrayis, it doesn't matter. The Rambam says, no, metaltlin einan tacha shibud balchov min haTorah. That doesn't just simply mean a din derabanan mishum seida. Einan tacha shibud balchov min haTorah. So the Rambam already tells us the following kiddush, that midaraisa, there is a concept of shibud nechassim, but there is an inherent difference between karka as opposed to metaltalin. Why is that true? Pashim Shat, the Svara Sarambam, is the following. What is it that is accomplished by a shibud nechassim? To use the Lashon HaGemara, when the Gemara speaks about shibud nechassim, the Gemara does not use terminology of karka versus metaltalin. The Gemara uses terminology of nechassim sheyesh lehem achrayis, as opposed to nechassim she'ein lehem achrayis. No? Real estate. If I have a shibud that ensures my chov, the Rambam assumes that the din daraisa is that assurance is only when it comes to karka. No, karka is lo nayde. Karka is not going anywhere. It's fixed. It's stationary. That provides the security of nechassim sheish lan achrayis. Mashen kin, if you're dealing with metaltalin, the shibud does not enhance the schus of the malveh. Just as love is unable to pay, right? Those metaltalin will be gone tomorrow. And therefore, shibud daraisa is karka, not metaltalin. That's an important chiddush. Already the Rambam allows for the following possibility. That when it comes to gvias hashibudim, you know what we're most interested in? Whether something is nechassim sheyesh lehem achrayis, as opposed to nechassim she'ein lehem achrayis. And therefore, obviously, if it's something which is metaltalin, it doesn't guarantee the loan. It doesn't provide security. Well, if it would be biyad hamalveh as a mashkon, that's true, but when it's not biyad hamalveh, so therefore that is not nechassim sheish lemachrayis. And that, the Rambam writes, is relevant dan adin daraisa. Now the Rambam in our sugya. The Rambam hukos toan v'nitam, perakei halacha dalet, writes the following. What happens? The case in our Gemara of Tanu Anavim Ha'omdos Lihibatzer. What happens if it's a case of Modem Mixas? So the Tainus HaToveya, right, is that you owe me Anavim Ha'omdos Lihibatzer, or Tfu, which is Omedes Lihikotzer. And now Hodeb Mixasim V'Kafem Mixasim. And the response to Itfa is, you're right, but the amount is completely off. Some yes, and some no. So the Rambam writes the following chiddush: Hareze nishbalayin kishar metaltalin. The Rambam writes that is dino kimetaltalin, and therefore, when it comes to dine shvua, the Rambam paskins an argamar like the view of Rabbi Meir that the navim ha'omdos libatzer are kibitzuras damyan dino kimetaltalin, and therefore you're a chayiv ishvua daraisa. And therefore, the Rambam writes, after all, shekol ha'omed lihibatzer. Harehu kibotzel in your kfira v'hoda. When it comes to a shvuas mode of mikzas, the time of the tovea in itva, so then in achinami, the Rambam writes like Rabbi Meir, kibitzuras danyan. So the Ravid has the following hasaga. The Ravid comments, you see that the Rambam passes like the view of Rabbi Meir. And again, the Ravid questions whether one should pass like Rabbi Meir, kibitzuras danyan, perhaps pass like the shita sachachamim, that even if something is omen libatzer, it is lav kibitzuras damyan. And then the Ravid adds the following comment. Even if you assume that omdos libatzer kibitzuras damyan, or lav kibitzuras damyan, efshu she'ein lemeidim shvuah l'shar dvarim, you cannot necessarily assume what is true of shvuah is true when it comes to other cases. Perhaps when it comes to shvuah, one could argue it's kibitzuras damyan, but not necessarily when it comes to other areas. La halacha, it's the chiddush of the Ravid that one could split And where do you see that this split is possible? That regarding certain halachos, you can argue it's dino kekarik, another dino kemetaltalin. The rabbi writes a fascinating raya, sharei avadim. After all, what about when it comes to an eved? On the one hand, avadim shel yesomim nidonin kemetaltalin. An eved is dino kemetaltalin when it comes to gvia shibudim. However, le'inyan shvua ein yishvayin aleihem. When it comes to shvua, dino kekarka. Wow, that's the chiddush that the rabbi writes. Our sugya of omdos liyibotzer kibitzuros damian lav kibitzuros damian. The rabbi writes, don't assume that this is halacha b'chalat harakula. What is true of a shvua smoda miktus is not necessarily true when it comes to shar mishpatei haTorah. And the raya is when it comes to cases of an eved. Because even though Rav Nachman says, for example, when it comes to shibudim, eved is kemetaltlin, that's not true when it comes to shvua, right? Mi'ikar hadin, the Ravid assumes, that an eved midaraisa, sometimes is dino kekarka, sometimes dino kemetaltlin, not like the Chiddush Tosus. Tosus assumes that midaraisa and eved is always dino kekarka. However, if you're dealing with certain cases, the Rabbanan, the Chum have a right to assume that that is not true. Good? No, the Ravid even working with a din daraisa, Kibitzuros damian lab kibitzuros damian. In the case of our Gemara, mi'ila, shvua. The Ravid writes that the model is eved, where mikar hadin. Sometimes it's considered to be kakarka, sometimes it's considered to be kimetaltalin. Well, that's the chiddush that the Ravid points out. So the Ravid's double chiddush. Whether you hold kibitzuros damian lab kibitzuros damian, you can't equate each area lahalacha, and hi hanosenes, the mikor, comes from avadim. Where when it comes to Gvia Shibudim, Rav Nachman says, Eved is dino kemetaltalin, mikar hadin, even though when it comes to other areas like Hilchos Shvuos, everyone agrees that an Eved is considered to be hukash lakarka. This is a comment that the Rashbam also has in Bava Basra, Kuf Chav Ches, Amud Aleph, where the Rashbam points out the following. How can Rav Nachman say that when it comes to Gvia, an Eved is dino kemetaltalin? How can that be? After all, isn't there a pasuk that Rashbam says, v'isnachaltem osam? So the Rashbam says, that's true when it comes to certain cases, no? Cases, for example, of onah, cases of shvua, avalinian balchov, kimetaltle dami. Why is that true? Because here, de'ein balchov somech el al karkos, she'en yucholam ne'ove, v'lo zolos uzmim kolmom. Because after all, when it comes to a balchov, what is so special about karka? Karka lo naide. Karka is fixed. Karka is stationary. That is the smichas das of the malva. That is what enhances, ensures his chusei gvia. Karka. But that doesn't apply when it comes to avadim. Avla avadim lo samcha daita. Hilkach lo mishtande. That's the chiddush that the Rashbam points out as well. You cannot equate gvia shibudim to kolot harakula. That's why Rav Slavetchik pointed out, in the name of his father of Moshe, that when it comes to onah, when it comes to shvua, when it comes to me'ila, we're interested in the following. Whether al-pidin, something is karka, or something is metaltalin. When it comes to gvia shibudim, we're not interested in dino kekarka or dino kemetaltalin. We are interested in whether something is nechasim sheyesh lehem achrayis, or nechasim she'en lehem achrayis. And enochinami, an eved can be dino kekarka, but al pidin it is ein bo achrayis, because it doesn't create any type of assurance, any type of security whatsoever. Tosus writes in Shvuos and Achman Gilom Aleph, the same thing is true when it comes to our sugya. Peros ha'omdos libatzer. Is that considered to be kibitzuros damian? Is that not considered to be kibitzuros damian? Good. A case of a shvua smodu mitzas. The Tovea says, Efser gefanim t'unim asartila. Right, I gave you like 10 branches laden with fruit. And you respond, Lova says, it's not true. In olachamesh. So Rav Meir says, Yerchai b'shvua daraisa, that's modu mitzas. That's called metaltalin. The Chacham disagree and say that's not true. Since kol mechuber lekarka, dino kekarka. What is their machlokes? Whether that's a shvuah daraisa or not? So the Gemara explains in Shvuas Mem Gimel Mamash Osugya. What is the machlokes? Ba'anovim ha'omdos li batzer k'miflage. Rabbi Meir Savar kibitzuros damyan. Rabbanan Savre lav kibitzuros damyan. Good? If it is kibitzuros damyan, therefore inachinami, it is treated as metaltin yerchai v'shvuah daraisa. If it is lav kibitzuros damyan, dino kikarka, and therefore there is no shvuah daraisa. Good? So Tosu Shvuos Mem Gimel Amud Aleph makes the following ha'ara. Even though there is a machlokis in our Gemara, whether kibitzuros damyan, lav kibitzuros damyan, karka versus metaltolin, Tosus writes, this is not relevant when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. This is not relevant when it comes to Gvias Balcho. That's Tosus' Ha'ara. Tosus says, L'inyan Shabbos, Kuli Alma lav kibitzuros damyan. What is Rav Meir Shita? That Anavim ha'omdos li batzer kibitzuros damyan. So that would mean on Shabbos one is allowed to pick that pri. That's not called kotzer. You'll say, how can you do so? It's nisa daraisa. What's the answer? No. Omdos li batzer is kibitzuros damyan. You mean to say the whole iser of ksira is only to reap that which is not royal of ksira? That's the case. Of course not. So Tosus makes the following ara. Le'inyan Shabbos kuliyam alav kibitzuros damyan. Clearly that's true. Why, after all? Gomer mekzirah samamanim. And that was clearly la'achar sha'omdim nikotzer. Now, what is the malacha of kotzer? They're cutting that which is ripe, which you could use. Of course it's omdos libatzer. Rav Meir would never say his chiddush. No? Very mistaken. No? The malacha of kotzer. Oker davar migidula. If I were to ask you, what does ktsira depend on? No? Does ktsira depend on whether something is nechasim shesh na'achrayas or inachrayas? Does ktsira depend on whether something is dino kekarko, dino kemetalflin? What would you answer? Of course not. Ktsira depends on whether something is talush or whether something is mechuba. No? That's oker davar migidula. That's the malach of kotzer. These are not the same halacha. No? In Hilchos Shabbos, you want to know whether something is mechubar or talush. Whether it's dino kekarko, dino kemetaltlin, is irrelevant for us. No? One would not argue that if you lift the heved, you're chayim mishum kotzer. Dino kekarko? Of course not. That's a question, mechubar versus talush. When you're dealing with ona, or shvua, or me'ila, then we want to know b'cheftza, whether dino kekarka, dino kemetaltolin. And now Tosus makes the opposite ha'ara. And what about when it comes to gvia, balcho? No? So Tosus says, what do you mean? L'chuliyama kibitzuros damyan. There's no machlokas, Rabbi Nachum, when it comes to gvias balcho. If you have peros ha'omnus libatzer, so everyone agrees the opposite, even the Chachamim, that is dino kimetaltalin. Why is that true? Because when it comes to gviya shibudim, we're not interested in mechubar versus talush. We're not interested in bechefza, whether it's karka versus metaltalin. We're interested in whether it's nechasim sheyesh lanachrayis or ein lanachrayis. What is the chiddush of Tosus? Peros ha'omdos libatzer. In the machrayas, what guarantee, what surety do you have in terms of your schusei gvia? I'm entitled to this property, and therefore I am entitled to its peros ondos libatzer. What do you mean? Right, it's something which is 9 days, something which is so easily cut and removed, and the Baal Chov will not be able to exercise any type of shibud. So unbelievable, Tosus writes, 3 different halachos. No. That was the chiddush that the Rav pointed out, why in Shas you find the different terminology. You don't have a Melech HaShabbos, the terminology of the Chasim Sheish Narayach or Im Machrayis. That's a function of Tavos versus Mechubar. Gvias HaShibudim, Achrayis as opposed to Einbo Achrayis. Me'ila, cases of Shvua. That's where Ona, we want to know whether they're saying Bechetz is Karak or Metaltalin. This is the comment that Tosa says in Baba Kama and Daf Nun Tesima Beis as well. The Ramaskul Psak Halacha, where Tosa points out, even though we assume Kol ha'omi nigzos kigozos dami. Nonetheless, Tosus writes, le'inyan bal chov lo tarif lehu. Not when it comes to shibudin. That's the chiddush of the Ravid when it comes to avadim. The Ravid writes that hua dinami when it comes to an eved. That even though an eved is hukash lekarka, that's not the question when it comes to griyas hashibudin. And therefore the Ravid against Tosus. What was the whole difficulty that Tosus raised? That how can Rav Nachman say that Eved is dino kemetaltlin, Eved is hukash lakarka? Tosus answers, this must be because we're dealing with a din derabanan. No, this is a din daraisa. But just as peros ha'omdos libatzer are not called nechosim sheyesh lehem achrayis, that's the sheet of the Ravid when it comes to havadim as well. And enochinami, that's the chiddush of the Rambam Shita. That the difference between kark and metaltolin is difference darais and gviyas hashibudin. Because metaltolin is not nechosim sheish l'machrayis. And that is considered to be the koveya, important kiddush. The Rambam even makes a further distinction. This Rambam is found in the Pirush HaMishnayis in Shvuas and Perek Vav, where the Rambam writes that the machlokes Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim are sugya. Whether anavim ha'omdos libatzer, are they kibitzuros damien, or are they lav kibitzuros damien? Ar sugya. How do you paskin? The Rambam writes v'halacha kichachamim. That's what the Rambam writes. The Pirush Mishnayis vavav. Halacha kichachamim. Lav kibitzuros damien. That's not going to fit so well with what we saw earlier, no? The Rambam writes v'alacha kechachamim, but the Rambam adds the following. V'dafka im masran lo b'torah shmira. This is only true if you were given those peros as a shomer. The Rambam, however, writes, avo le'inyan mekach u'memkar. When it comes to mekach u'memkar, when it comes to cases of ona, when it comes to cases of moda v'miktsas, im haise ikar hatana shelo betorah shmira, so then shehein kimetaltalin shekola omin lihibatzer kibatzer dami. Wow, the Rambam distinguishes within different cases of shvua. If you're talking about shmira, then the Rambam explains in Pirush Mishnayis, then perosan lihibatzer are lav kibitzeros dami. If you're talking about other cases, a case of mekach u'memkar of moda miktsas, a case of ona, in that instance, then omnos libatzer are considered to be kibitzurayas damien. That's what the Rambam spells out, the Pirush HaMishnayis, vavav, Masechta Shavuos. See, this is what you see in the Rambam explicitly in Arach HaZakah. The Rambam splits psak between shomrim as opposed to dini mekach u'memkar. If you look in the Rambam Hilchos Tirus, right, in Perek Beis Halacha Dalin, the Rambam writes the following: Hamosu lechaver al davar mechuber lekarka lishmar. If you give something mechuber lekarka for the purpose of shmira, the Rambam writes afilo hay anavim omdos lihibatzer. Even if it's something in principle that is fit to be cut, harei hein kekarka bedin hashomrim. When it comes to shmira, that's what it emphasizes. Then it's considered to be dino kekarka. We assume like the chachamim perosam lisibatzer are lav kibitzuros dam. Magid Mishnah has the following ha'ara. V'yesh ladav tek bazeh. What do you mean? Take a look at the Rambam perakei v'chos toan v'nita on halacha dalin. Yeah, that's the Rambam of modem miktsas. That no tanu anavim ha'omdos lisibatzer. And there's a hodah that no modu miktsas. The Rambam writes, "Harenze nishvelim kishar metaltolin." There, the Rambam paskins that perosonos libatzer are considered to be a case of metaltolin kibitzuros damien. That's the Magid Mishnah's ha'ara, a difference in hilchos skiros and hilchos toim v'nitan. That's exactly as Rambam explains in the Pirush Mishnayis, that one can separate hilchos shomrim from dine mekach u'memkar in ona, unbelievable chiddush. Even within cases of shvua, there's a difference between a shvua hashomrim as opposed to other instances. When it comes to the case of Shomrim, then Dino Kekarka. When it comes to the case of Ashuas Modem Mikzas, in such instance, the Rambam writes then, Dino Kemetaltalin. An important chiddush that the Rambam has. Hoshav Shan, the Rambam sheet is the following. If I give a Shomer, like Karka, for purposes of Shmira, so therefore the Shomer does not have the right of Bitsira at all. No? The Shomer is not allowed to do anything at all to the Karka. If he's Shaleach Boyad, right, and he will cut the fruit, even if it's Ondosli Batser, that is a breach, a violation of his Chiyuve Shmira. So the Rambam writes, Netzen, She'en HaShomer Yochali Batser. So in such an instance, that's Dino Kekarka. Mashenki, when it comes to other instances of Mekaf or Memkar, in such an instance, the Rambam writes, as our Sugya, in that instance of Moda Miktas, that Peros Amnosti Batser is considered to be Kibitzuros Damyan. That's the Chiddush, the Rambam, the one can split between Shomer as opposed to Mekka Komemkar. There's no skus bitzira when it comes to Shomrim. So therefore it's considered to be Kekarka Dami. Mashenk, when it comes to Mekka Komemkar, that certainly is not true. You claim that you purchased 10 branches laden with fruit and you owe me that sum. And I respond and say, fine, there, Omnusli Batzer is considered to be Kibitziros Damyan. That's the Chiddush, the Rambam Shita. We had mentioned the machlokis the Gemara has regarding Rav Nachman, Ulam, Rav Elazar, is when it comes to Gviya Shibudim, also when it comes to Peruzbal. Whether an Eved is Kikarka, whether an Eved is Kimetaltalin. And the Chiddush of Rav Nachman, that for Peruzbal, Eved is Dino, Kimetaltalin. Why is that true? Again, Tosa says that an Eved is Dino Kimetaltin because Pruz was only a Din Drabanan, Lagabe Din Drabanan, Rav Nachman could argue the Chachamim declared that an Eved is Dino Kimetaltin. According to this Chiddush, one does not have to argue that that's true. Even if one should assume we're operating with a Din Daraisa, still there is a marked difference between Karka as opposed to an Eved, and Pruz will only function Dafka Shiesh Lalove Karka and not when he possesses an Eved. Why exactly is that true? How is it that Karka aids in Prusbal? Now Poshav Shat answers the following. The Torah tells us that a chov will not survive Shvius. Shvius will cancel that debt. Or Shvius will place an Isser Negisa. Lo Yigos. We've discussed in the past, no? Whether Shvius, right, cancels Halach and Choshen Mishpat, Halach and Isser Vhetin Yardek, Prazot and Isser Negisa. Why should we assume that in order for Pruzbal to function, it's necessary that the Lova has Karka? You know what the answer is? Is because if the Lova possesses Karka, then we could argue as follows. That chov of the malva al pidin is already kigavoidami. After all, as he mentioned, that ritva, kedushin yud gimel, a shibud is a kinyan lachatzayin. If I lend you money, and I have a right to be gove your karka, so that is not just a pending right, that means, as the ritva says, a kinyan lachatzayin. That means that al pidin, the chov is already considered to be gavui dami before the conclusion of shvius. It's gavui dami. So therefore, it's not that shvius is canceling the loan and I am now collecting the halva that was already negated. That's not true at all. Since you possess karka, so therefore my shibud allows me to argue it's as though that the Gdias HaChov already took place because Karka is considered to be Kegavui Dami. No? That's not true when it comes to Metaltlin. Metaltlin is Chusar Gavaina. Metaltlin requires Gdia. Karka is Naide, is Lo Naide. Metaltlin are Naide. If it's a stationary item, one could argue about Pidin, that is considered to be Kagavli Dami. If that is true, that the reason it's necessary for the Lovet to have Karka, in order for Prusbel to function, is because we will label the Shibud as though it is Kagavli Dami, then one understands Meikar Hadin, there should be a marked difference between Karka as opposed to Avadin. Even if an Evet is Dino Kikarka, when it comes to cases such as Onah, or when it comes to Shvuah, or when it comes to Me'ila, but you cannot argue an Evet which is 90 Alpidin is Kigavli Dami. That's similar to the Chiddush of the Rav, that an Evet is not called Nechasim Shiyesh Lehem Achrayis. How can you argue it's Kigavli Dami? There, Alpidin is comparable, Mikar Hadin, the cases of Metaltalin. Where do you see that this is true? That the difference between Karka as opposed to Metaltalin when it comes to Shibudim is because Karka is considered to be Kagavli Dami? This is the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. This is quoted in Sefer Hayash Rabbeinu Tam in Simen Kuf Yud Gimel, and this is quoted at length in Chiddushei HaRashba and Gittin and Daf Mem Amadeis. Here the Gemara discusses the loaded sugya of Hektish Mafgiya Midei Shibu. Hektish Mafgiya Midei Shibu. Let's assume, for example, that you are the Malva, I am the Lova. You, the Malva, have a Shibu on my Nechasim, on the Nichse Halove. Nichse Halove. What happens if I'm Maktish, that item on which you have a Shibu? Should we argue that, what do you mean? You're Maktish the Chayfetz. I had a prior Shibud. Or should we argue that that's not true at all? That Hektish is Mafkim de Shibud? That Hektish will uproot your Shibud. When you go through that sugya, you get in Daf Mem Amud Beis, take a look at the lengthy Tosfos Daf Mem Amud Beis. There seem to be difficulties. Sometimes Hektish is Mafkiya Midei Shibud. Sometimes Hektish is not Mafkiya Midei Shibud. When is it? When is it not? Rashi writes the following Chiddush, that one has to distinguish between different types of Hektish. Kedushas Haguf as opposed to Kedushas Dami. That's Rashi's Chiddush. As Rashi spells out, Gittin Daf Mem Amud Beis. It depends what form of Hektish. When do we assume Hektish is Mafkiya Midei Shibud? Only if you're talking about Kedushas Haguf. If, however, you're talking about Kedushas Damim, then it is not true, then the Shibud prevails. Then the Shibud prevails. Take a look at the Tosis, Gittin Daf Mem Amud Beis, why that should be so. Why should there be a difference between Kedushas Haguf as opposed to Kedushas Damim in terms of Hefkish Mafkiya Midei Shibud? Tosfos understands Rashi Shita as follows. If I'm Mafkish something and you have a Shibud, is the Hefkish Chal or is it not Chal? So Tosfos understands Rashi to say that, of course, the Hefkish is Chal. Hefkish is Chal. I can Mafkish something even if you have a Shibud. Consider it still to be Shali, it is mine, I came up to shit. Hektish is now. So, the Chefts are ready now, it's Shal Hektish. And all of a sudden you come, right, with a right. If something is Hektish, can Hektish be Paka or not Paka? Now, what's the story? If you have something that has a Kedushas Hektish, can we say, okay, fine, now it's Yotzei L'chulin? Or do we argue that no, once something is kadosh, the chalos hektish remains? What would the answer to that question be? Well, it depends on whether it is kedushas haguf or kedushas damim. There's no pidyon when it comes to kedushas haguf. No, I'm machdish chatas. I can be pulled to the carbon chatas, and the chalos hektish now is paka. That's certainly not true. The only concept of pidyon when it comes to hektish is something that we call if the carbon is nafabamum, then there's a possibility of pidyon. But we've discussed in the past That's a very different type of pidyon entirely. That pidyon of Kedushas HaGuf is not mafkiyeh hekdesh. That pidyon is just simply matir achila. It's a fascinating pidyon. What happens when you put up Sidur HaKadoshim? It's not that the cheft is not kadosh, but rather, despite the fact that the animal has kedusha, it is now mutir b'achila. Tosa says, for example, Beit Zadafi Beis Amad Aleph, that if you would be pulled that Psulei HaMukdashim and you would work that animal, you violate an Issa Daraisa of Mi'ila Behekdish. What do you mean? The Torah doesn't say you could do that. All the Torah says you can do Lachar Pidyon is feed the animal. You can't work the animal. You can't shear the animal. No? Fascinating Chiddush. Lachar Pidyon, there's Issa Mi'ila. How is that possible? Because the pidyon is not mafkiya kedusha, the pidyon is matir achila. No, that's Tosis' example of a hadri nisur kama. Tosis and Beit Daf Yud Beis Zimran. What about when it comes to kedushas damim? That's a very different type of pidyon entirely. No. Why is it that it has a chalos hekdesh? What's the answer? Because it is mamon hekdesh. Well, you know what? When I engage in active pinyon, I redeem it, I buy it back from Hekdesh, no longer has a chalos Hekdesh. You can do whatever you want with it. No? So Tosus just says the following Kiddush, that Kedushas HaGuf will not be paka. Kedushas Damim will be paka. Good, you with me? No, so that's exactly what Tosus says is Rashi Shita. You know why Hekdesh Mafkiv and Yeshiva is only when it comes to Kedushas HaGuf and not when it comes to Kedushas Damim? Because in both cases the Hekdesh is Chal. Now what? If Hekdesh is Chal, can it ever be undone? What's the answer? Kedushas HaGuf, no. Kedushas Damim, yes. That's exactly what Rashi says. Hekdesh is Mafkiv and Yeshiva. If you're talking about Kedushas HaGuf, Hekdesh prevails. If you're talking about Kedushas Damim, good, I was Mafkish it. But even if it's Hekdesh, if I show up with the prior lien, so it's Yotzei Lechulin. Just like I'd be pinning it's Yotzei Lechulin. Shibud is a form of pinyon. No? That's the Chiddush that Tosfos writes within Rashi Shita. Interesting? No? The Rashi elsewhere writes, not true. Rashi himself in Daf Lamed Beis writes the following Chiddush. You know why that Hekdesh is mafkiyeh min Yeshibu when it comes to cases of Kedushas HaGuf, but not when it comes to Kedushas Damim? You know why when it comes to Kedushas Damim, Hekdesh does not win? The Shibud wins. Rashi writes one line, but it opens up a whole world. Rashi writes, when it comes to Kedushas Damim, you know why the Shibud beats Hekdesh? Rashi writes the following, because since you had a Shibud, Ein hekdesho hekdesh. That's what Rashi writes. Pesachim daf lamed beis. Ein hekdesho hekdesh. The hekdesh was never a chal. The hekdesh was never a chal. That's not what Tosfos is in Gittin daf mem. Tosfos in Gittin daf mem that in all cases hekdesh is chal. It's just a question of once the hekdesh is chal, can it ever be paka? Rashi writes, you know why when it comes to kedushas damim, that the shibud prevails? Because when you, the lov, were makdishit, you thought you were being makdishit. But the hekdesh was never chal. It wasn't yours to be makdish. It wasn't yours to be makdish. What's the obvious question? If it wasn't yours to be makdish, so why when it comes to kedushas haguf, is hekdesh mafkimine shibud? No? If you'll answer that it's yours to be makdish, and the hekdesh is chal in both cases. So now it's a question of the next step. What do you do once Hekdesh is chal? You just say what Tosfos says beautifully, no? That there's a difference between pinyon of Psulei HaMukdashim as opposed to pinyon in Kedushas Damim. But if you assume, as Rashi says, that the reason Shibud prevails in cases of Kedushas Damim is because Ein Hekdesho Hekdesh, since the Malveh had a Shibud, beautiful as we explained, no? The Shibud means that it's not fully the Lovet. Right? The Malva is a kinin l'chatzayin. That kinin of the Malva prevents the lova from being makdish, mehekdish was never a chal. So now you have to explain something else that Rashi does not explain. Why isn't that true when it comes to Kedusha Sagov? You had a shibud on this behemoth, and therefore it is not fully mine, the loves. And therefore, I had no right to say that this is a carbon chatas, that this is a carbon ola. Why then do we assume in Kedusha Sagov, hektish is mafkim in a shibud? No? That detail Rashi doesn't explain. Take a look. Right? For tomorrow, take a look at the Ketzos and the Kufi Zion. See, cut and base. Try to work out Rashi Shita. Why should there be a difference between Kedushas Dam as opposed to Kedushas Haguf? Rabbi Yatam has a completely different answer to this difficulty. What is the Rishonim grappling with? That sometimes Hektish prevails, sometimes Hektish does not prevail. The Shibud wins. Rashi says the difference is in the type of Hektish. Kedusha Saguf versus Berak Abayis, we have Tosas' explanation. We have to look in the Tos to fully understand what Rashi himself says. Sachim Daflamon Beis, that one line. Is there another possible Teretz? Yeah, the Rabbeinu Tam says. It doesn't depend on the type of Hektish, whether it's Kedusha Saguf or whether it's Kedusha Damim. It depends on whether you're dealing with karka or metaltalin. That's Rabbi Natam. Karka or metaltalin. If you're dealing with karka, then the shibud wins. If you're dealing with metaltalin, hektish wins. Why is that true? Because karka, unlike metaltalin, is kigavui dami. That's the Chiddush Rabbeinu Tam. Avol karka kigavui dami. V'lo shel makdish. Ela shel malveh. When I have a shibud on karka, it means that since it's omid ligvos, it's kigavui dami. It's already considered to be biyad hamalveh. It's not mechusar gavaina. Nothing has to change hands. And therefore, it's eno shalo of the love. And of course, love can't be makdish karka. When it comes to metalton, that's not true. You cannot argue that metalton is considered to be kegavli dami. It's mechusar gavaina. The love will go ahead and take the karka, the metalton, and he'll destroy it. He'll eat it. Now you're going to tell me it's kegavli dami. The cheftz is already beyond hamalvet. Chefs, it doesn't exist. It's mechusar divine entirely. But what is chai v'kayim? That's the Chiddush Rabbeinu Tam. When it comes to this concept of gviya shibudim, of gimine shibud, you have to ask yourself the following issue. We're not interested in whether karka, metaltalin per se, we're interested in whether it's kigavui dami, whether it's not kigavui dami. Yeah, Poshub Shad, that's exactly when it comes to Peruzal of Nachman's Machadesh, an Evid is not going to help you. You could argue that an Evid is Dino Kikarka, but you cannot argue that an Evid, which is Mechusar Gevaina, is considered to be Kigavui Dami. Kigavui Dami. So far we have three different halachos. All that seem to revolve around the same question, whether something is karka or metaltalin, but really these are distinct halachos. Karka versus metaltalin, talosh versus mechubar, yesh la'achrayis, ein la'achrayis, ben ha'or rabbeinu tam, that that's dependent on gviya, whether it's kegavui dami, whether it's not kegavui dami. Anything that depends on kegavui dami, so therefore in eved we will not assume midaraisa, right, this dino kekarka. There, it's dino kemetaltalin. It's a very, very important chiddush. There are a couple of other cases as well I want you to see. You can take a look at the Tosas and Shabbos on day daf pei aleph on the days. The Ramaschal v'Inicho. Take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Periches Halacha Dalet. Fascinating issue. Maybe there is another halacha. is what is true when it comes to Shabbos also true when it comes to Trumas and Maestros? Shabbos, he pointed out, is obviously a separate halacha. Now, Shabbos is dependent on Chosim Sheish Nachrayas or Ein Nachrayas. Shabbos depends on whether it's Mechubar or whether it's Talush. Whether it's Mechubar or whether it's Talush. It's a very interesting question. Is the definition of Karka and Non-Karka the same in Hilchos Shabbos as it is when it comes to Trumas and Maestros? If you can demonstrate that something is Mechubar when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, and therefore, if you were to sever it, you'd be chayiv mishum kotzer. Can one prove from there that that cheftz is mechubar lekarka, and therefore it's chayiv in shumas and maestros? Or could one argue, what do you mean? That's not true at all. That there's a fourth halacha. One cannot equate shumas and maestros with any of the earlier three halachas. And then a possible fifth halacha. Right, this is the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah and Daf Mem Hayman Aleph, where the Mishnah makes the following distinction. Let's say, for example, a goy, right, serves a mountain. Hanachrim ha'ov d'mesaharim. So the Mishnah tells us that hein mutarim va'al sha'alehen asurim. Now, the mountain itself is mutter. The karka, right, does not become nesar just because someone foolishly, right, they bow down to it. No? But mashalehen, no, that's not true. The Mishnah quotes the pasuk, right? Eloheim al haharim. Their deities that are on the mountain, that become nesar. Person is a pestle on the har. But lo harim eloheim. But the har itself does not become osur. The kesef and zav, that become nesa, but not the har, right? Not the gvos. So the karka itself does not become nesa, right? That which is on the karka, and that can become nesa. The Torah says what is ours. So how does that fit into, right, our whole structure? Now, how would you define, right, karka versus non-karka when it comes to Avodah Zarah? Right, is that a new definition? Or is that going to be similar to Shabbos, right, or Achrayis, or similar to cases of Har Gemara, Dino Kekarka, Dino Kemetaltzlin? Is that similar to cases of Trumas and Maestros? Okay, so tomorrow we'll elaborate on that Kiddush of Tzos, take a look, right, and then we'll have to just go through the various definitions of Karka versus Metaltalin. This is very important for our cases of the Gemara. When to say it's an Evidina Karka? And what is the Chiddush? The Machlokas Rebbeinu HaChachamim, when do you assume that Omeis Lebatzer is considered to be Kibitzuras Damian, when in fact is that not? Okay, so pick up tomorrow.